A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Singapore's first business and personal finance station. It's Money FM 89.3, and creativity in businesses can mean many different things to different people, but at its core, it implies the consideration of new ideas and perspectives. Now, a lack of creativity in business means that many small businesses here in Singapore remain risk-averse, which dampens business growth and innovation. Kevin Fitzgerald is Regional Director for Asia at Xero. He talks us through what businesses can do to encourage creativity and innovation in their employees. Kevin, thanks so much for coming this morning.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
What does business creativity really mean, first up?
I think that's a very good question, because we need to think about creativity in a sense of what's important for the business that you're working in, rather than an artistic creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Creativity for me and for our businesses and for the businesses that we work with are about having some time to actually get away from the day-to-day tasks and think about the business. And I'm a big believer in giving people the opportunity to understand the mechanics of their business a bit more and talk through them, because only in that sense can you find more opportunity, and that allows you to be creative. It's not a sense of an artistic creative, but more of a business creative mindset.
So we might have a wrong idea of what creativity means in this sense. It's not a just have at it at anything per se, but there are some parameters to stay within.
Absolutely. And I think you need to challenge yourself on what you think creativity is. So it's about growing your business and about being successful. And you've got to try different things, but you also have to create an environment where you're allowed to try that as well.
Stepping out of traditional ways of doing things, figuring out new ways of doing things. So a lack of that really dampens growth, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I think if you continue just to focus on the end goal and the must-dos, that's where your business stays the same. And, you know, businesses in
Singapore. But then the very nature of that must-dos, they have to get done.
Absolutely. And I think that's probably 80% of your role. But there's opportunity in the other 20% to really have an impact on the business. So you're generally hired, or you generally work to execute a certain plan. But if you want the business to grow and really develop and be super successful, you've got to use some time to actually look at the business and how you can improve it. And I think that's where the creativity opportunity lies.
So if it's not encouraged, this business creativity, how does this affect one's risk aversion or aversion to risk? It contributes, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And it's a scary proposition for some people. You know, it could be their first or second job, and they just want to impress the boss, or they just want to do what the task is. And really what businesses need to do is create some psychological safety. And what that means is an opportunity to actually try things is really important. You have to be able to flourish ideas and not have them sitting in the background and people not being confident to raise them. And sometimes you don't need to have the answer about how to execute these ideas. You just need to have the idea and talk about it. And when you bring it to a group of people, whether that's your peers or seniors or even juniors, I find that people will be surprised as to what they learn. We really push that side of it in our business and give people an opportunity every quarter to come up with an idea that they think that we should do. So they table it to the leadership team and we help them flourish the idea and the steps behind it. But what we want to hear from is the people who are in our business, running our business every day. What else do we need? How else can we be creative?
So everyone should be involved in the business, not just management, not just middle management, even the rank and file.
Definitely. Every individual who walks through the front door of the property needs to be contributing. And I find that when the people who are the client-facing, or certainly in the mechanics of running the business every day, they know more about the business than the senior leadership team.
That's a challenging thing to do, though, because we talked about how there's the day-to-day, and then let's face it, some jobs are a little more menial and have more sort of tiny, tiny tasks that need to be finished. And one doesn't really have 20% of my day to sit around and think about being creative.
Yeah, no, I wish we had more time for that. And that would be great, because you never know what ideas we come up with. So what you have to do is actually take time out of the business to do it. It can't just be 20% of your day. So what we aim for is once a quarter, excuse me, we get away for a full day. And we actually encourage everybody to bring an idea so they have plenty of time to think about it beforehand, but also maybe to test it with some of our peers or seniors if they're a little bit nervous about raising it. And we really use that day to trash out the ideas. And you need a great leadership team to allow that to happen as well and to provide the encouragement and really give someone some confidence as well to bring that idea to the table.
But Kevin, when it's organized in such a, dare I say it, organized fashion, that's when people feel as though their creativity just sort of dies as the deadline looms. Okay, 15th of October, we're all heading out to do this and I have to come up with an idea. Oh no, I'm stuck.
And that's the challenge.
Okay.
So you got to challenge yourself, right? Like you can't, and I'm a strong believer, you can't just be creative on the spot. You can't say to someone, hey, let's be creative today or hey, let's be happy today. You've got to keep it going all the time. So it's a consistent thing in the culture of your business. It's just maybe that day is a time where you can stand up in front of everybody and talk about it. But it's not back to a different type of business that we run the next day. If somebody had a really good idea the next day, I would say bring it to us straight away. You know, tell us what you want to do or tell us what you think we should do. So it's not restricted or controlled, but we try and flourish it on a specific time.
How else can businesses encourage this? I'm just thinking about onboarding processes for new colleagues, for new staff members. If the senior that they're attached to is not of this mindset, chances are they won't be imparted to the new employee.
Yeah, it starts from the top. And that's what I mean about psychological safety. It's giving people the allowance and the confidence to do it themselves. And sometimes that will take time for it to naturally, you know, grow through the organization. So it's not just a thing that you can switch on tomorrow or next month. You've got to actually embed it in your culture from the top down and give the next level of management the opportunity to do it and ask them to encourage their teams and follow through with it. But that's an unknown amount of time, but therefore it becomes a consistent once you have it embedded.
So you've issued some fighting words, Kevin, that the education system needs to change some in order to help us out in terms of thinking creatively. What sort of changes do you want to see?
Yeah, they're not fighting words, they're passionate words. So I'm an accountant and I really believe in continuing professional development. And I've challenged myself to learn all through my career and I've done different things from accounting to recruitment to technology. And really, the education system here is brilliant. And it's proven to be brilliant. And the people that I work with that have grown up and been educated in Singapore are stars. But what we really need next is how do we look at the world and what's changing? And we need creative mindsets in a sense of business creativity. But we also need people to look at the education system, say, well, where can we pivot? Like, where is the opportunity to change? And I do a lot of work with young accountants and really challenge them to think a little bit differently about their career rather than just follow a very singular path. And I think we need to do that as a nation because the world is changing and technology is governing a lot of our lives in the future. So we need to be ready for that. So it's not, they're not, certainly not fighting words, but passionate words. I want to see people be the best versions of themselves.
24 hours in a day only, you know, Kevin. A lot of the times, I'm sure that's the excuse that comes to you. Who has the time, Kevin? There's the day-to-day operations as well. You're asking me, professionally trained as an accountant, to think about other topics that could take another, say, 4 years in a university setting, per se. How on earth can we get to it where the mindset changes and that filters, obviously?
It's definitely a mindset shift, and that's very difficult. You know, there's such pressure put on students and people learning their craft, especially in the accounting world or technology world, to find more time. And it's more for me a request that it's a replacement. So it's figuring out with the help of the education system and the government. And the government provide great grants and facilities to give you time back to change your business, but also look at the education system to see, well, where can we swap time out? Like what's gone down in the priority list? And that will happen, and that's not for me to say. I think that's for the authorities to get together and say, okay, well, what's maybe down the list? What's been pumped up to the top now, and what do we need to help our students with?
Personally, how do you keep up? As we say, the world is changing exponentially at this point. Disruption's a word that's being bandied about. Industry 4.0 is something we're all eyeball deep into.
So I'm a big fan of reading. And I think actually going back and reading some certain literatures that you're interested in certain industries and carving out some time, and that might just be for an hour a week, but I really try and do it. And I do it on a Saturday or Sunday morning when I've got a bit of peace. And I spend time actually reading, and it helps me focus on what's next in the world. So rather than reading stuff that I already know about, I'll try and find a topic that's very different and try and have a broader spectrum of knowledge as I go into each week.
What was the last unrelated topic you read up about? Art history.
I'm not an artistic fan, I'd say. Latest movie has got to be Venom. I've been enjoying that. So I've actually been reading about languages and its impact on business across the world. And languages are something that's really important and at the forefront of our technology platform at the moment. But I went towards languages because I'm actually trying to learn Mandarin as well at the moment. I'm an Irishman, so I speak Irish, I speak English. I've lived in Australia for a long time, so I've seen the different impacts and different how people interact with each other dependent on languages, and how discursive topics can get, how detailed they can get. Some languages and interactions are very short, some are very descriptive. So I've been reading about that and its impact on business.
Kevin Fitzgerald is Regional Director for Asia at Xero. You can check them out, xero.com/SG. That's xero.com. Actually, the SG will just pop up once you do that. Kevin Fitzgerald here with us today. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.